Welcome to Dread, your guided meditation into horror. I will be your guide through a dread meditation, which will start with a simple calming exercise in preparation for your chosen story. After a few minutes, you will feel deeply relaxed, and in this meditative state, your journey into a dark, twisted fantasy world will begin. Remember, you are always in control, and if you wish to return to your normal state, you can do this simply by opening your eyes. So, if you're ready, find somewhere comfortable to sit or lie down, close your eyes, and follow my voice. Take a deep breath and hold it for a moment before releasing. With each breath in, feel your body fill with air. Feel each breath expand within you, and as you breathe out, the air comes together to form a ball in the center of your body. Breathe in, and it expands. Breathe out, and it contracts. Keep going. Keep breathing, but keep the ball intact. Attach it by an elastic cord to your center so you can move it, but it always returns to the center. Now, each time you breathe in, let the ball rise to your head. And then as you breathe out, let the ball fall to your feet. Breathe in. Breathe out. Think back to the last time you made something. It may have been a piece of furniture you put together or something crafty. It doesn't matter what it was. Just think back to that moment. Remember how the tools felt in your hands, how you placed everything together, how it finally all slotted together. Run your hand over the object. Feel its texture, the edge of each part, the strain and effort you poured into it, how hard you concentrated to put it together, until finally you could step back and look at your finished creation with pride. You created this. You put it together with your own hands. You put it pride of place and step back and marvel at your work. Oh, Icarus, my poor, sweet Icarus. You are imprisoned within the labyrinthine confines of a towering fortress. There is no way down, and you have been here a long, long time. Every day bread and candles are left out for you. You may eat, but there is no way to escape. For weeks now, you have been laying out the bread, enticing birds to land in your prison, where you capture them and pluck out their feathers. Using the wax from the candles, you have fashioned yourself a pair of wings. They're ready. It's time to take flight. As you break free from your prison, feel the wind beneath your wings as you take flight into the boundless expanse of the heavens. Spread your wings wide and soar higher and higher, reveling in the intoxicating freedom of flight. Feel the warmth of the sun on your face as you ascend ever closer to its radiant embrace. As you ascend, higher and higher, the warmth of the sun becomes increasingly intense with its irresistible allure. Despite warnings echoing in your mind, the memory that this night might not end well for you, you cannot resist the temptation to fly higher, driven by the insatiable hunger for greater height. Feel the searing heat as you draw closer to the sun, blinded by its brilliance and consumed by your own reckless ambition. As you reach the zenith of your flight, a chilling realization dawns upon you. You have flown too close to the sun. Your wax melts, your feathers falling. And now you too are plummeting toward the sea below. Panic grips your heart as you struggle to regain control, but it's too late. Feel the rush of air as you hurtle towards the unforgiving waters below, the deafening roar of the ocean drowning out your own screams. As you plunge into the icy depths of the sea, surrender yourself to the darkness that surrounds you. Feel the cold embrace of the water as it envelops you, pulling you deeper and deeper into the abyss. Embrace the inevitability of your demise. As you sink into the darkness, let go of the struggle and surrender yourself to the ocean. Release the burdens of ambition and pride that weighed you down in life. Allow yourself to drift into the peaceful oblivion. Know that in death there is a strange kind of freedom, where the boundaries between sky and sea and life and death blur into nothingness.